The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We look at the three ending prayers of Ephesians chapter 3. That is amazing. Plus, those prayers involve the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ, and our Heavenly Father. Amazing. And then finally, we're going to examine that God is able and willing to go beyond our desires.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Power outage? What power outage? Oh, yeah, that happened yesterday. Sorry, folks, we're back today. Lessons today for surviving, living, and prevailing. Always good. Politics, entertainment, and current events. I don't know if I'm going to comment. Personal revelation, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. Just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We start our show off giving acknowledgement to our sponsor, and we want to give thanks to Clint and to Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and smoke damage cleanups. You've got wind cleanup, flood cleanup. Do you ever have any problems because of high winds and then your house is all a mess and you need somebody to help you get through it? If you have a problem because there's a flooding, because you have a washing machine or some kind of water element that's just destroyed, I don't know. I'm not.
Remember when I tried to do my own plumbing and I didn't turn the water off and I pulled the. Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Restore is there for you. That's what you need right there. So here's the deal. If you got any of that stuff going on, you need to talk to somebody. You're like, oh man, I need to talk to somebody because I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't pull this red. Oops.
Don't pull the cartridge and not shut the water off.
You want to get in touch with Clint at Mr. Restore. Free evaluations, drying technologies that are advanced, A-plus rating with the BBB, 50 years of restoration experience, and thousands of happy customers. We tell you how to do it all the time because we don't want you to get confused on the name. MrRestore.com. That's where you want to go. MrRestore.com. 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. Closely connected to the Adaptive Training Foundation, which we think is fantastic. I'm trying to get Clint on the show so we can get another interview with him and possibly with Mo and give him a chance to tell you about that stuff, especially we got Christmas coming up and any kind of blessing we can give to people to help them find hope and life is a good thing. So we support that wholeheartedly. I will tell you that I want to give a quick shout out to Stephanie from New York Life Insurance Company. Hi, Stephanie. Want to give a shout out to Kimberly and Tony. Hi, guys. Want to give a shout out to Cheryl and Ross. Hi, guys. Because we got people that are kind of going to be jumping on board and we're just kind of pulling everything together. I have a feeling things may get bigger before they get smaller.
Yay! Wait.
I don't know if that's a yay or some people are like running away going, no. Okay. Tyler, I hope he came in and got his tickets. He was supposed to come in and get his tickets. He won the tickets for the SMU game, and I know he's going to stop by. I didn't get a chance to see. We did have a power outage yesterday. It does happen. It's this thing called electricity. Sometimes it goes bye. It's gone. And so we couldn't do the show, But I did get a chance to meet with Johnny. We met at a Starbucks before we found out, and then we had a chance to meet this person named Stephanie, who we never met before, and she's a New York Life insurance agent, and I think she'd be great and really enjoy the show. So it was kind of like one of those divine meetings. So sometimes the Lord sets things up. Sometimes he allows things. You never know what it all means until he unveils it and kind of shows you what's taking place. I love stuff like that. Well, you know that the venture and the adventure with the Lord is just cool stuff. That's like the greatest, all right? We'll do our trivia in the next segment. I do want to do a few holidays and special specific dates. Then we're going to get into our Ephesians study because, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, it is Expository Thursday. You know, I just can't figure out if it's audacity that we do that or it's just a good sound fill. I haven't figured that part out yet. Everybody bear with us as we pull our things together. We will not be on Facebook Live today because of some of the internet stuff that's going on, but we'll do our best and we'll have our show and we'll have the podcast up and we'll just do our best to do our best to do our best. For those that do not know, on this day it is. Do you know what any of the holidays are?
I don't.
Okay. There's... 1.5 good ones out of 3.
Okay.
The first one, I think it's a good one, Gingerbread House Day.
Okay.
I mean, that's good. Yeah. I like that. The second one is National 12-Hour Fresh Breath Day.
No, that's even better.
As a pastor who had a church, I know it's terrible to say, but one of the worst things that happened is when you had greeters and they would say hello to people for the first time who came into the church and their breath smelled pretty much like... You didn't want it to. Like, you're thinking it needs Deliverance or Altoids. One of the two. I know that, and people are like, well, that's not how you should be. Look, a bad breath when you first meet somebody doesn't help. Don't get mad at me. It's not my fault. We're humans. And then it's also National Ambrosia Day. And unfortunately, I like ambrosia, which is it kind of like iffy for you?
I was one of those kids that would eat just about anything. So, okay. Didn't matter what color or what.
You know, it's got a lot of good coloring. I see. I like coconuts and marshmallows and stuff, all that kind of, I don't ask me. All right, 1899 in this day, George F. Grant was given a patent. Now watch this patent. This is a classic. For the golf tee.
Ah.
It's actually a patent. I saw the patent. It's amazing. It's like 11 points. It's a golf tee. So whatever's going on for golf, that guy, that estate, still catching it.
I wish he could have made him stronger.
Or even just bigger. So when I bend over and put the ball on there, it doesn't like you put it on, then it plops off. And then you just look at it like, get back up there.
They're just always breaking in half.
Yeah. It's one of those things. All right. Also on this day, 1901, first transatlantic radio signal. Also on this day in 1925, the first United States motel, the Motel Inn in San Luis Obispo in California opened. It's like, really? Who cares? And how did they come up with that information? I don't know. And then the only other thing I want to say, 1987, Mookie Blaylock. Now, a lot of people don't know who that is, but Mookie on this day recorded 13 NBA steals in a single game. That's pretty good.
Go Mookie.
Go Mookie. Go Mookie. It's your birthday. All right, here we go. So bottom line is we're going to get right into Ephesians, and I want to tell you a little bit about this before we get to it. This is the three prayer segment. So Ephesians 1, we discussed Ephesians 1. It's kind of an introduction. You get an introduction to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and how salvation operates for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's really cool. And then it goes into some practicalities of our position in chapter 2 and where we're at, the Jews, the Gentiles. And that the reality is chapter 2 is all about this unifying factor that takes place in Ephesians. Now, I know there's a lot of concern in the church. Some people eschatologically are worried, well, is Israel going to lose their identity? No. Do they lose their place in history? No. Has the church taken over in such a way that there is no actual Israel? No, that's not correct. But it is not all based there. It is now a unifying factor. So it is now both Jew and Gentile have become Christian, which is the one new man. That's not complex. That's a great thing. And that's one of the reasons we promote unity on the show, is because it's important to understand that your brother and your sister might have differences than you do in regards to eschatology, in regards to ecclesiology, in regards to certain ordinances, but they believe that Jesus Christ died on that cross, was buried 3 days later, rose again, and is coming back soon. And therein lies your unity. You're united in 95% or more. And that's something that you celebrate, and that's what Ephesians 2 is. And Ephesians 3 is Paul's making some strong declarations. He closes chapter, and he talks about God showing the entire universe wisdom through the church, which is why you think you're always being watched. You are. You're on display all the time. You just may not realize that the angels and the powers and principalities that God is demonstrating to, you're on display. He shows his wisdom, manifold wisdom, through the church. That's you, okay? Not through a building, through the people, the ecclesia. Then he closes Ephesians 3 right here with these three prayers. And so we're going to kind of get into it, and I'm going to try and put it all together. It's going to be tough. One of my favorite portions coming up. But the first prayer has to do with releasing the Spirit's power. The second prayer has to do with learning about Christ's love. And the third prayer has to do with getting more of the Father. Let me tell you, if you think, oh, well, you know, I'm satisfied with my Christianity, I have enough of God, you're going to hate eternity if you think that. You're going to hate it. Because eternity is all about more of God. Believe me, there should be a hunger. Moses, after he spent all this time with God, the one thing he says to the Lord in Exodus, he goes, you know what? Show me more. I want more. I want to see more. I want to know you better. I want to get it better. So we're going to get into that. Let's just really touch base real quickly on the first prayer we talked about. Paul says, I pray out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit. We discussed that last week. This is the next prayer, verse 17. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide, long, high, and deep is the love of Christ. One of the things that that Paul is trying to communicate as the Holy Spirit is leading him is that this whole thing is rooted and established in love. We started in love. We stay in love. We finish in love. And Paul's prayer is for us to grasp how full the love of Christ is in our lives. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the wide, the long, the high, and the deep. It's really cool. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Couple things I think we'll open up with. I've decided to open up with a story that I wasn't going to open up with because it's such an outrageous story, but it's not an outrageously super bad story. It's an outrageously super dumb story. There's a big difference. Bad is when I tell you, which I'll be telling you probably in the next segment, how the federal government is creating a database to track down hate speech as they define it.
That's bad.
We'll talk about that a little bit. This is dumb, but it's funny dumb. Dumb, ha-ha, funny, but not entirely. Get this. Now, I'm holding a picture in my hand. You can't see it. But there are four monkeys in this picture that I'm holding. And the headline reads this. Millions in taxpayer money used to study drunken monkeys. No, really. Drunken monkeys. And you're thinking, no, you're making that up. Nope. Federal government reportedly has spent $3.2 million so far in order to get monkeys drunk in order to study the effect of alcohol on the monkeys. I don't know. See, I don't know where you're even going to go. Where are you going to go with this?
I'm going nowhere, Dave.
There's no...
I got nothing to
there's
say.
There's no comment that anybody can make.
The David Spoon Experience.
Sometimes
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Wowzer Bowser. I'm telling you, we got so much stuff going on. We have important things to tell you that are up and coming. We've got some cool interviews that we're in route with. I'm trying to get William Lane Craig in here. I don't know if you know who he is or not, but theologically, he is a genius. Okay, like I come off smart. That guy's smart. I was only smart because I married my wife. Okay, that's what makes me smart, okay? And she will tell you that, okay? isn't this fun? All right, I had a guy. I missed my intro back. I'm sorry.
No, they didn't know I was in here sending hand signals to Tiffany.
She had a flare going, Tiffany, get up. We have our winner. You're welcome. Are you just extended? He doesn't want to say
a winner,
word.
Tyler.
Tyler's in the in the studio. We're not going to say anything about Tyler winning the tickets or anything. And he's just in the corner saying, "Don't say anything." But he's going to sit in just for a little bit, just to enjoy the segment. So he's having a good time. I do want to tell you that besides some of the interviews coming up, we definitely want to be in prayer for everybody. Everybody in the church, everybody in the kingdom of God, should be thinking about. Praying for, and even if it's just 10 seconds, praying for one another as things grow and grow. You'll notice that sometimes goodness seems to grow and darkness seems to grow kind of simultaneously. So until the Lord comes back, guess what? Your brother, your sister, that's where you lean. That's where you're getting strength. So it's not a denominational issue. It's a I love you issue. And by this shall all men know you are my disciples by your denomination. Oh, wait, it doesn't say that. It says, by your love, one for another. So we got to kind of break through some of that stuff. All right. Now, speaking of love, I love this portion. And by the way, if you want to reach us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and the website davidspoonmedia.com. This is one of my favorite teaching portions ever. Okay, it's one verse. It's so cool. It's unbelievable. In verse 17 and 18, Paul says in Ephesians 3, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide, how long, how high, and how deep is the love of Christ. Now, we know that passage. You hear that in church, you're like, yeah, I like that. Because it's good, it's helpful. But I want to just talk about that just for a split second. How wide is the love of God? This is kind of weird stuff I think about. Okay, well, when God says it's wide, it's long, it's high, it's deep. Okay, let's talk about that. How wide is the love of God? It's so wide, he invites all of humanity to participate with him in eternity. Even you, as you're listening, he's invited you. That's how wide. Just think about that. It's like that's a big invite. I remember at a party I had for one of my kids, it was a big invite. You know, we had like 30, 40 people, and the house was full, and I'd never do that again. And here's the bottom line. God has opened up the invite to everybody. That's pretty wide. That's pretty wild. The second thing is, how long is the love of God? Ready? It's from eternity to eternity. Oh, my God. How long is it? It's forever. See, these are the things we need to be thinking about. We're church, and the, you know, how wide and long and high. Well, I know, but wide means his arms are open wide all the way around to accept all of humanity, invite all of humanity anyway. And those that accept the invitation enter on in. How long is it? It lasts forever. That's how long that love is. Do you know how you and I, all right, let's be honest. So you meet somebody, it goes pretty well, things are pretty good in the beginning, honeymoon period. That's why we even call it that. God doesn't have a honeymoon period. He always loves us. It doesn't change. He doesn't notice the first time a person sneezes and maybe doesn't catch everything in the tissue. That's how much love he's got. It lasts forever. I think everybody got that reference. How high is the love of God? It connects heaven and earth. Wow, that's way up there kind of thing. Even interdimensional. Yeah, probably. I mean, who knows? How deep? How deep is the love of God? How deep is the love of God for you? How deep is the love of Christ for me? How deep is the love? It frees us from the grip of Satan even when we yield, like idiots, to some of Satan's influence. It frees us from the grip of the world even when we yield to some of its influences. It frees us from the grip of our flesh even when we yield to it. It just pushes past. That's how deep. I want you to think about the deepest part of you. Deepest, your most inward, deepest element, you're at your core. And God loves you all the way through that, to that, and through that. Now just now pull it back and go, wait. How incredibly awesome is the love that God has for us? How wide, inviting all humanity? How long, eternity to eternity? How high, connecting heaven and earth? How deep, to free us from the grip of Satan, the world, and our flesh, and to always be there? Let's just, you know the passage. What's the great passage? And I'm really just, you know, giving everybody that setup. You know that passage in Romans 8, 37, 38, and 39 talks about the depth of the love. Here it is. Verse 37, knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, it's the one I love the most, nor any powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything in all of creation will separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's what I got for you. And you think, why? It's like, because if God didn't love me and got me through this, I'd be a mess. I mean, just think about how we are with one another. And I think at our best moments, it's not bad, but God is like that consistently. I mean, he's always, I mean, I don't want to say this in the weird way, but in a sense, he's always taking out the trash, if you get what I'm saying. And you know what's really funny is he really is actually always taking out the trash because we have so much trash in our lives. He's always taking it. Well, okay, all right, here we go. And that's that power, that love that motivates and moves. And Paul's prayer in Ephesians, poor Tyler, he's stuck here for the next day. I hope he's having a good time. Paul's prayer is that we would know that love, that we would have a grasp on that love, that we would get it, that we might understand it. There's a word in Greek called epigenosa. So there's genosa and epigenosa. Genosa means to know. It means to know almost factually, and then also like in general, to have like a general knowledge. Like it's not necessarily a fact that if you drive downtown Dallas at 4 o'clock on Friday, it's not necessarily a fact that it will be busy, but you kind of know it, right? So it's kind of a fact and you kind of know what's going on. But epigenosa has to do much more with a knowledge that comes by contact and feel. And it's almost like you can almost touch it. It's almost like when your husband or your wife or your family gets in touch with you and you know that love and you experience that love either by phone or by them talking to you or whatever the case may be, that's epigenosa. And God wants us to epigenosa his love. And you're going to find out, in fact, literally in the next segment, sometimes the love of God is so profound you can't intellectually know it. Because what we want to do is, I want to get everything. Well, you're finite and he's infinite. So that's like taking 26 trillion, bazillion, gazillion, jillion Snickers and putting them in all in your body. And it's like, it don't fit. So my point is, you can't do that. So sometimes some things are better experienced than explained. And that's not giving rise to, oh, your feelings rule. No, the truth is in front of every train. God's truth stands. His declaration is the declaration. It even defines what love is, which is why love is really behind truth, because you got to understand that the world's love is pretty polluted, pretty perverted. You got to kind of back off from that. But you do have feelings, and God utilizes that and connects with you in that and wants him. Remember, he created him in you and wants you to know him through that. He wants you to know him in your understanding and in your mind, but he wants you to know him in your heart. And that's why you love the Lord your God, ready, with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Now watch. Heart, that inner part, your feeling. Soul, that inner personality element. Strength, your physical strength. And your mind, your thinking and your processing. Every part of you is supposed to be connected to the love of God. It's like, wow, because that's how he loves you. I'm like, wow. And he proved it when you were rebellious. He still died for you. He still gave witness for you. He still stood in the gap for you. And how many times has God saved you and you don't even know it? How many times has God intervened and helped? How many prayers has he answered? How much love has he shown you? Isn't that cool? I just love it. There's a wide and the long and the high and the deep and this. It's like, that's what Paul is praying, being led by the Spirit, verbal plenary process of the scriptures, which means that God doesn't eliminate the personality, so it's not dictation, but the person is connected to it and God is using that. And that's the communication power that he's saying. I want you to get my love. And you'll never fully intellectualize it, but you can certainly experience it more and more. Like, cool. It's like, how cool is that? That's what we call awesome sauce, right? That's what I call it. All right. All right, we're going to take our break, come back. We got so much more, you just wouldn't even believe it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
That a joyful heart makes like medicine. If you got a better joke than these, you can call and tell me, but it's got to be a better joke. How do groups of angels greet each other? Ready for this one? Halo, halo, halo. Come on, like halo. Come on, you don't like that one? Oh, come on. Which servant of God was the most flagrant lawbreaker in the Bible? Moses, he broke all 10 commandments at once. See, because he threw down the tent. Where was Solomon's temple located? Do you know that one? On the side of his head. What? That's a legend. How does Moses make his coffee? He brews it. Okay. How do we know that there were automobiles in Jesus' time? Do you know this one? It's an old one. It's very simple, because the Bible says that all the disciples went out and were in one accord. Okay. All right. Did you hear about the dial-up prayer service they have for atheists now? Did you hear about that? You dial the number, it rings and rings and rings, and nobody answers.
Spoon!
Okay. Somebody's going to dislike this one, but this is silly, so just relax. Take a deep breath. Are you going to tell me life's so serious? I mean, are you not just sick of everything that's going around? Take a deep breath and think about this. Who are Gumby's favorite Bible characters? That's right.
That's right. I said Gumby. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Abednego. Thank you very much. Who was the smartest man in the Bible? Smartest man in the Bible. Abraham, because he knew a lot. Come on. That's good. All right. Here, we'll get to the best ones, and then we'll quit. On the ark, Noah got milk from the cows. What did he get from the ducks? Quackers. All right. That's not that good. What animal could Noah not trust? You should know this. I've told you this before. What is it? What animal could Noah not trust?
A lion.
The cheetah. The cheetah. Which Bible character had no parents? Joshua, son of Nun. There you go. See, because it's N-U-N. Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Couple things to tell you real quickly. One, email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. I received an email last night, or actually earlier this morning, from somebody, and all I want to say is the person will know if they're listening. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, Batman. Anyway, the point was it was a blessing. It's always a blessing to get an email of encouragement. It's really nice to have Tyler sit in with me, and I want to thank Tiffany Jones for helping coordinate that. She made that possible and was able to get him the tickets, so she did a great job on that. Here's the bottom line. We also have our website, davidspoonmedia.com, which has sound clips plus other stuff. Plus, we take donations. Why? Because we want to keep doing the radio ministry. And I've been really challenged in the Lord. I mean, my faith is just being stretched family-wise and ministry-wise and everything-wise. I mean, he is really challenging me. I really want to figure out a way to do this right, and I don't want it to be like just a radio business. And so I'm having this big personal struggle between business and ministry, and I'm trying to lay the business side down and just do ministry. And so that's why we have the giving element. And that's why you're going to have to hear me talk about it, because I think it's better to do it that way than just to do a straight business. That's just where I'm at. I'm trying to figure it out. You can be praying. If you're going to pray for me, that's a great thing to pray for me in. Facebook, by the way, we have David Spoon Media stuff. YouTube, we have David Spoon Media stuff. And then we have stuff. Is that stuff? All right, fine. Trivia. Just for that. And I hope you guys like those jokes, because I only have 326 of them. So if you think that was it, you're wrong. All right. As far as we can tell, let's answer this question. How many demons came out of Mary called Magdalene? How many demons came out of Mary called Magdalene? Our phone number, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. And I'm just telling you right now, we're hoping the phones work. They should work. We just don't know for sure if everything is working. We're just doing our best. Okay. Let's get into the How many demons came out of Mary called Magdalene? I'm going to have to let you look it up, because it's not that difficult, but don't Google it. Just look it up in your concordance, or look it up in the scriptures. Okay, here we go. I want to get to the next section. So we talked in the beginning about prayer, and then we talked about Paul praying for us to get a handle on the law. I guess we're not going to get through this part. Praying for us to get a better handle on the love, and we talked about the wide, the long, the high, and the deep. And in a second, we're going to talk about the level and intimacy that it does go. But first, let's have somebody answer the question. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. How are you? Long time no talk.
I'm hanging in there, buddy. I'm healed up, and the good Lord has blessed me multiply.
Awesome. I'm so happy to hear that. I really am. I'm really glad that you're doing better.
Thank you for your prayers.
Yeah, no problem. That is what it is. We are praying for one another, trying to take care of one another, get each other to a better tomorrow, and ultimately until the trumpet blows. So absolutely. All right, my friend, talk to me. And I know you know this. And you know, there's a lot of people that kind of go up and down on this because they're not sure. But I think it's pretty clear in Luke how many demons came out of Mary called Magdalene.
Well, the number 7 sticks out for some reason.
That is correct, sir.
Good.
You are on target. There were 7. And it's funny because, you know, when you talk to people who are involved, so for me, I talk to people who are involved in ministries like that, like especially overseas and so on and so forth, and they talk about cases where they get involved and it's more than one, and it's very complex, apparently, when you get into that level. But she had seven, so she's probably pretty appreciative just to be free from the influences of Satan. So I think that's a cool thing. So I'm so glad you called. I'm just glad you're doing good.
Oh, yeah, I'm great. I don't even know it's there, and it never happened. You know, like a bad dream, it's gone.
That's awesome. All right, my brother, yeah. Good job on that answer. I appreciate you calling in and taking that one. That was a good one.
Yeah, I need to catch up with you a little bit sometime here next week or so.
Okay, you got it. You send me an email or you call, either way.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, brother. Thanks. Okay, bye-bye. All right, Jerry coming in, standing strong, seven. There's a lot of people that think that's symbolic. I don't know, maybe. If the scripture, to me, I don't mind when people say, well, that could be symbolic, it could be this. Like, it's remember the 153 fish in John chapter 20? John chapter 21, there was 153 fish. Specifically, the number is given 153. And there's a whole theological treaty on that. There was, Jerome said there was 153 species of fish and so on and so forth. It's like, maybe. One thing I know for sure, it was 153. I know that. It shouldn't bother you if somebody has some kind of, you know, it's really important. Nah. 153. It's a lot of fish. Yes, my mother, she would go, it's a lot of fish. Okay. All right, let's go back to this. So here you got Paul. He was praying about the love. Christ might dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have the power, together with all the saints, to grasp. It's a very interesting word. To grasp. You know, like when you're playing Frisbee, you ever see, I'll do it really carefully. When you're playing Frisbee, and then the Frisbee goes, and then you snag it out of the air, or what, you ever see you ever see a dog chase Frisbee? Those are really cool. And those dogs are like, wow, they can go way up there. But they go up there and they snag it. They grasp it. They grab it and they don't let go of it and they hang on to it. That's what we need to do in regards to the love of God. How wide and long and high and deep the love of Christ is. And to know this love, watch this. This is what we were just talking about while Tyler was in the room. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Do you want to have more of God in you? Well, you should want to have more of God in you if you don't. But here's what the passage says. Here's part of Paul's prayer. Not only do we need to snag and hang on to with all of our might how wide and long and high and deep the love of Christ is, but we need to know this love that surpasses knowledge. It exceeds understanding. It exceeds understanding. This love can be, and we just talked about this, better experienced than explained. You ever heard, I've heard people do this, and I know why they do it. I know it's not theologically brilliant, but I understand why they do it, where they go, I know that, I know that, I know that, I know that, I know. You ever heard people say that? And it's like, they could probably do that like 100 more times. But what they're trying to communicate is there's something so profound and so deep that it's immovable for them. And that becomes the big issue. It becomes an issue of understanding that the love of God, this is not just a textbook. This is not a textbook faith, which is part of my problem in using the Gospels strictly as like a historical document. This is more than a textbook faith. This is a living faith. All right? What we lost in the garden is what Jesus restored. And what was lost in the garden was fellowship with God. And Jesus restored that. And that restoration of that takes you into this place where you and I can fellowship with God and with one another. And there's this communion that enables us to take place. Well, not all of friendship is textbook. Not all of a relationship is strictly letters, in the sense of laws and things of that nature. In fact, the greatest part of relationships are the graces and the mercies that we give one another and the blessings that we are to one another. Well, God wants you to get that going in your brain in regards to your connection with Him. if you think about it, that you might be filled with the measure of all the fullness of God. This is the prayer, that you and I might get a handle on this, that this is deeper than a textbook knowledge, and that you and I might be filled with all the fullness of God. There's so much more. In order for more Lord to be real, we have to be a bit more intimate and not quite as intellectual, because God's love is beyond human wisdom. And so the whole prayer process, you got this prayer that we would understand the love of Christ, that we'd be filled with the measure of the fullness of God. There'd be more of God in our lives. That doesn't mean more religion. You know what it means? More of God. That's what it means. Let's not make it something it's not. It's like, well, that's connected to this. It's more of God. I mean, that's what you want. That's the passion that people should have for the Lord. If you don't have that relationship, you ought to. If you're a Christian and you're thinking, what are you talking about? You need to stop and separate yourself right now and go into a private area and pray, God, teach me about you. So that you can understand that this is not this, you know, the definition by Webster for religion, by the way, is a systematic element made by man to create a certain piety or a certain, you know, devotional response. It's like, that is, what has it got to do with anything? I want more of God. That's Christianity. More. I want more of you, Lord. I want to spend eternity with you. I want to know you. Every time I get into his presence, there's the fullness of joy. Everything about my created being explodes in joy and graciousness and peace and even laughter when I'm in his presence. And sometimes I bow and weep, and sometimes I just say nothing, which I think is really what's going to happen in heaven for the first million years. And then sometimes I feel like dancing. Sometimes I'm just aware of my failures and my sinful. It's all of it. Why? Because God is not this. It's not a religion.
Well, let's do this religious stuff.
Aren't you sick of that? If your Christianity is like a religion, it ain't much. That's all I can tell you. You got to have this devotional, intimate relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, period. And before you say, well, I don't know where to say that about the Holy Spirit, 2 Corinthians 13:14, fellowship with the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 1, fellowship with the Son. Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, fellowship with the Father. Get it? We want more of him in our lives. We want this to be a connection, and we want it to be, there should be an intellectual element, but there should be an intimate element. It should be greater than the sum of putting it in some other book to explain it. It should be you and the Lord in prayer and in the communion of his word, where you talk and he talks and you have a relationship. Okay? We come back, we're going to go for the gold. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Let me tell you what I'm torn between the two. I'm twixt between the torn two. You want to know why? I've got the biggest breaking story ever.
No,
to
you
be,
need to do that first. Yeah, I just can't wait.
More than my whole thing about the four-way stop sign.
Yep.
You want me to do the number one story?
That's
Ladies
right.
and gentlemen, you better get ready. Here's my advice. I don't give this advice very often, and I don't give it uncheckfully. What's uncheckfully? I don't know. Here's the biggest story you have ever heard on the David Spoon Experience. If you have children who are listening, if you are not in a car, it's time to cover their ears or send them into another room. That's how chilling this is. Ladies and gentlemen, I have it off the press literally within the last
2.5 hours. Actually, it's less than 2.5 hours ago. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I have it right in my hands. Get ready. Do not get nauseous when you hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that as of today, the Navy, the United States Navy, officially has made its proclamation. Ready? Are you ready? Are you listening? This is the most important thing ever. You ready? That Captain Crunch is a fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States Navy has declared that Captain Crunch...
I do not buy it.
No, listen to this. Here's why. Let me tell you why. Captain Crunch has 3 stripes on his cuffs, and that signifies a commander and not a captain. So the United States Navy has made it absolutely known today, Captain Crunch, a captain. Now, it is true.
Are you going to rename the cereal Commander Crunch?
Yes, Commander Crunch. That's why I told you, don't let your kids hear this. It is possible that that uniform could represent either German or Portuguese Navy. They are not sure because all of those uniforms were lost with their great navies.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. There's that. Tomorrow, I'm praying about tomorrow's, I'm stuck between two. I'm torn between two, twixt between two. You ever see a Twix bar? You know how there's two of them? I'm stuck in between the two Twix bars. I can't decide tomorrow if we should do a teaching on healing or if I want to do this one on discipline. It's really, I mean, you're probably going, well, I'd rather hear the healing one. but the discipline one's really good. I mean, it's really, it's encouraging. It's a word that speaks encouragement. So I'm trying to figure it out. So just pray for me. That and the rest of my cranium capacity doesn't leak outside my ear. That'd be good. All right, let's go to the end of this Ephesians chapter 3, which is, of course, something many people know, many people are familiar with. Verse 20 of Ephesians 3 says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen." So Paul is bringing a close to chapter 1, 2, 3, although he didn't write them in chapters. The first half of the letter, so to speak. The next half of the letter is going to talk about more of the practicalities, chapters 4, 5, and 6. But chapters 1, 2, and 3 are our position in the Lord, and that chapters 4, 5, and 6 are the practicalities because of that position. That's how it works out. But this is what we call a doxology. This is a lift up of a praise. And he says some amazing things in that. He says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine." Now I want you to kind of think about that. The Lord can do more than what we're asking for or even what we're imagining that God can do. He can do more than that. The word ask has to do with desire. It's not complex. I mean, if God didn't want to answer prayers, right, for people that have desires that pray things, then he wouldn't say pray. Ask. Ask and you'll receive. I mean, it's just, some people are so silly when they go, "Well, you can never ask God for anything because everything, you know, is done." And it's like, what do you, he tells you, he commands you to ask. Ask and you will receive and your joy will be full. And then what he says is, look, unto this being who loves us so much that no matter what we're asking or what we're imagining, he can do more. And I think there's an idea in our minds that God is either limited
or he can do more, but he never wants to. Right? Don't tell me you don't think that. I think that. Every person I've ever met as a Christian thinks that from time to time. It's like, we know that God can do it, but the question is, does he want to do it? In Matthew chapter 8, verse 3, and in Mark chapter 1, verse 41, when the leper says, if you are willing, you can do this, the Greek word that Jesus responded with is called thelo. Thelo. T-H-E-L-O with the long O over the O. And it means I desire to. And I think we forget that God desires to bless us. It blesses us to receive and to partake in his kingdom, and he likes to pour his kingdom out upon us. He likes that. I think what happens is we try to tell him how to do it, how it should look, how it should be defined, when it should come, and so we put all these restrictors on it. It never goes that way. Because you're thinking, I'm going to tell God what it is that I want and how I want it delivered and how I want it to show up and what present I want it to look like and what's the color, the wrapping paper color and the bow and everything. So God's not doing that. He'll help you. He'll take care of you. He'll do things beyond what you even imagine. But he's going to do it in a way that advances his kingdom and is good for you. I don't think we think much about that, but I think when we ask for something, we maybe it's not so good for us, though, especially some of the things. But I will say this, that we are challenged to believe the unbelievable. In Matthew 9, 27 and 30, when Jesus said to the – do you remember he said to the two blind men? They're just screaming out, have mercy on us, Son of David, have mercy. In verse 28, he goes indoors, the blind men come to see him, and then Jesus says, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Yes, Lord, they reply, we believe. In verse 29, he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith be it done to you. There is an element where our faith needs to be greater. It needs to be bigger. That's a reality. We got to do a better job of when we come before the Lord, believing. Now, we take all of those beliefs and we surrender them to the Lord in the sense that if, just like Jesus, who always prayed perfectly, he said, look, if I can bypass this when he was in the garden, if we can bypass this system, great. But if not, not mine, but thy will be done. But there's nothing wrong with having active faith and faith that's gigantic and coming before the Lord and saying, do the unbelievable. I want to see it. I want to see your hand in this. You know, we are eternally tied together with Jesus in bringing the Father praise, and when prayer is answered in the name of Jesus, it brings the Father praise. There's nothing wrong with that. I think what happens is we circumvent our own thinking and say, well, I don't know if it's his will, so I'm not going to have faith. You know what? Have giant faith. Let him tell you it's no. Have huge faith. And if the answer is no, let him tell you. Better you should err on really big faith than err on I'm not going to ask. Don't you think? I mean, I'm not trying to – this is not a new scripture, a new mindset. I think we should err on the side of trying to believe versus never asking in the first place. So I'm reminded of a story. I told this to my wife. It's a story I heard – it must have been 30 years ago, about this guy who has a ministry in the Amazon. I'm going to tell you this I'm going to do it in 60 seconds. And for those that know this story, I'm telling it as fast as I can, so don't get mad. So he needed a building to take care of these churches. He was planning on putting 100 churches in the Amazon. He needed a major center, but he had no money. And he didn't know what to do, so he prayed, and he asked, Lord, please help me. So he was out one day praying, and the Lord directed him in a particular place. He came across this building. It was an R.J. Reynolds building. And he was like, wow. So he got in touch with the R.J. Reynolds representatives in the Amazon area and asked, you know, what's the deal with the building? Can we lease it out? And the guy said, no. He said, you can buy it. And the guy said, we don't have any money. He said, we'll charge you $15. We've already written it off in taxes. So they gave him I saw the title. I saw, you know, that he shows it on the screen. There was about 1,500 other pastors. God gave him a building for $15. Don't tell me God can't do it. $15. Do you know how big a Reynolds building is? Do you have any idea how big R.J. Reynolds was?
You got a building. I always think, I thought when I first saw it, did that guy make that up? It's like, it had to do with missions and how God can do powerful things. It's powerful. But the question is, can God do it? And I'm in this study right now with Abraham and Sarah. I've been in this for a while. And Sarah was 65 years old when the promise came to Abraham, and Abraham was 75 when the promise for Isaac came about. It didn't happen for 25 more years. At 65, she could have born children back then, but at 90, she could not. God said, here's my promise. Now I'm going to make it impossible. You're going to be too old to have kids, and now you're going to have a kid. Knowing the Lord, it's impossible. Exactly. So you know it's from God. Maybe we should have more of a boldness of faith. I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with trying. If the answer is no, the answer is no. But why can't we ask and let the Lord say no? Anyhow, my whole point in that is to ask bigger and imagine bigger and ask often. How about that? You know, we have to be in this place where we give a glorious confidence in a glorious God to accomplish glorious tasks. That's where we ought to be. No, you won't do it perfectly, but try. There's nothing wrong with that. We find this prayer for the Ephesians to actualize what they've got going on. Paul, you know, concludes the whole thing with this beautiful doxology. Doxology is for the purpose and for the prayer of the church. Be a people that can ask and imagine beyond what you're doing now. You know, you were prayed for that we would get to that place where we'd have a greater faith. Let's try. There's nothing wrong with that. And if the answer is no, then let the Lord teach you. I just support trying. You never know if you don't try, right? All right. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.